My beautiful, beautiful friends. Today we gather in this new space, our new worship home. Hasn't it undergone an incredible transformation thanks to the love and work so many of you have put into it? I want to extend a special thank you to Claudia and Rick. I don't know whether any of you know, but they have been here literally day in and day out, pretty much for the last 3 weeks, constantly. And every beautiful touch, every light hung, every camera, every screen, this entire place, others helped, but they made it all happen. And we could not be here without you two. So just huge thanks. It's a space that may feel smaller and less grand than the one we left behind, but as we adjust to these new walls, let us remember that the light that we carry, both individually and as a community, the light of compassion, the light of justice, the light of love, cannot be confined by the size of a room, right? Thank you. Someone's awake. And I've only just begun. My friends, we are Unitarian Universalists, and our faith doesn't reside in bricks and mortar. It resides within each one of us. We are the lamp of love. We are the light of hope for a better world. We are the beacon that glows, offering warmth, safety, and justice for all. Our commitment to building a more equitable and loving world shines brightly, regardless of the physical space that we occupy. As long as we are each committed to nurturing our light individually and collectively. Now, during a recent summer when I visited my brother in Princeton, New Jersey, we were outside one evening catching up when I saw a little light flicker in the air near me. And I was really surprised. It had this magical quality to it, and it shone brightly for an instant, and then it disappeared. And then I saw another light flicker, and then another. And they appeared for a moment, and then they vanished. But as the night grew darker, more and more lights started to twinkle, and soon the whole backyard was illuminated by these sparkling lights. It was then that I learned about the magic of fireflies. They're tiny, sorry?
Or fairies.
Or fairies, yes. Their tiny bodies glowing briefly in a mesmerizing display of light. And though one tiny light is magical, the light of many illuminates so much more. So just like the fireflies, our collective light, built from all of our individual sparks that I get to see from here, I get to see them glowing in all of you, remains just as powerful wherever we meet. So together we create a warm and welcoming space that shines brightly for those who seek it. The size of our building doesn't define the reach of our compassion or the strength of our loving message, does it? We each carry individual sparks with us, and when we bring them together, we create a beacon of hope in a world that needs it badly. Theologian and Quaker writer Parker Palmer says, "In times of deep darkness, we not only need light, we need to be light for one another." And my friends, these can be seen as times of deep darkness. Without doubt, the world around us faces challenges. Division, hatred, and injustice cast long shadows. Climate change is a real and present danger that is growing daily. Authoritarianism is spreading. Institutions are crumbling. But challenge also creates opportunity. Just like during World War II, when our chalice flame was a light that shone brightly in windows to offer safety to those who were being persecuted, these dark, uncertain times are precisely when our light is most needed. Despair is not an option. Right?
Right.
Right.
So how do we become that resilient light for one another that Parker Palmer invites? We are called to be a beacon of hope, a testament to the enduring power of love and justice, particularly in this area. We need to shine brightly here. We are a beacon that must shine radiantly to offer a home for people who are being marginalized. We are a beacon of light and love for those who find it hard to be accepted and belong elsewhere. We are a beacon of light to illuminate the way through the night. Think of a single candle. In a vast darkness, its flame may seem insignificant, yet it can illuminate a corner, offer warmth, and guide others who seek its light, just like our chalice did during World War II. This is the power we each possess. Now imagine that single candle joined by others, and together they cast a much larger and more powerful light. And this is the magic of our congregation. Individually, we each hold a spark of hope, but together we become a beacon of courage and strength that can pierce even the deepest darkness and the most difficult times. When we shine together, we shine brighter. So, my friends, I encourage us to let our own inner light shine. When we work on our own light, by raising our own vibration, by being more loving, more positive, and joyful, we can bring more light collectively to the world. And we're all born with that inner light of love, with inherent worth and dignity. Just think of it, a baby and its open-hearted, curious, adoring nature. Life is filled with wonder and possibility for them. Life is an adventure to be discovered every day. And then we get socialized and challenges arise and our light may be dimmed as we grow. We may face difficult conditions in our families or circumstances such as poverty or systemic injustice or violence, war, or illness. Life's trials can quickly dim the light that we're born with. Yet we have to remember that we all have that light within. And although it may sometimes feel like our light has gone out when times are tough, the pilot light remains lit within us. When we feel overwhelmed or despairing, it is precisely in those moments that we need to reactivate our light within. And when times get tough, it's increasingly important to help each other kindle that spark through a smile or a kind word. Like the story Sam shared earlier, when we share our light with those in need, like we do through the Minister's Discretionary Fund, we have an opportunity to rekindle and strengthen our own light. In this community, our spark may be relit by someone here, someone across the room from you. Just take a look around and see all of these sparks that may help you continue to relight your own. We can help each other rediscover love and work for the good around us. And I find that looking for what we're grateful for helps. When we see only what's wrong and what's bad and the darkness and struggle, we can shift our perspective to look for the light, to look for all that is still good and beautiful, to look for the love in each other's eyes. Writer and gratitude activist Alex L. says, "In the tapestry of life, gratitude is the golden thread that weaves through our experiences, binding them with a luminous glow and reminding us to honor our light." So gratitude, my friends, can be the fuel for our courage, for our creativity, and for our unwavering commitment to a brighter future. So, let us be grateful that no matter where we meet, the light of our congregation remains as strong as ever, and sharing that light continues to be imperative. Let us be grateful that all our programs are going strong, our climate justice work, our human rights efforts, our small groups, and our service to the wider community are all ways that we shine our light. Let us be grateful as we head into this election cycle that we offer a place of refuge for those who need it, A space where people who want to put love into action, like Deborah demonstrated for us, can do so, like through the UU the Vote efforts. Let us be grateful we have a place where we can reignite one another's sparks, because when we shine together, we shine brighter. Thank you. So let us not hold back our light as individuals or as a community because of outside circumstances. The size of our building or local or national or world events cannot dim our light. On the contrary, our new space may be smaller, but it's cozy, isn't it? And it encourages us to focus our efforts. So let us be grateful that we're free of the responsibilities of rent and mortgage because we together bought this building outright. So we can concentrate even more on our mission of nurturing spiritually courageous people who transform the world through justice and compassion. And let us be grateful for this sanctuary, not just for ourselves, but for all those who seek refuge, acceptance, and a community that affirms everyone's inherent worth and dignity. May our light shine through the kindness that we offer our neighbors, in the bridges that we build across divides, and in the love that we freely share. Let it shine in our laughter, in our joy, through our tears, and in this shared community, and all the meals and fun we experience together. Because we, the people, are Chalice, right, Thelma? We are the light because when we shine together, we shine
brighter.
Yes, we shine brighter. So, my beloveds, may we use our light wisely, generously, and with unwavering faith in the power of love and justice to transform the world. And may our light as a community always be a beacon for all to find their way. May it be so. Blessed be.